Track 7, and more news. Inquest opens into Anne Widdicombe's death. The precise cause of Reform spokeswoman and former Tory minister Anne Widdicombe's death has not yet been ascertained, a coroner has said. An inquest was opened at Devon Coroner's Court in Exeter on Tuesday morning as 28-year-old Joshua Kerry has been due to appear before a court charged with murdering the 78-year-old ex-Tory MP at her Dartmoor home 2 weeks ago. The senior coroner for Devon, Torbay and Plymouth, Philip Spinney, opened the inquest into the death of Anne Noreen Widdicombe. He said Miss Widdicombe was much loved and greatly missed, and asked that her family is treated with sensitivity and respect, and he offered his own deepest condolences to her family. He said Miss Widdicombe had been born in Bath in October 1947. She was single and a retired MP. She lived at her home, Widdicombe's Rest, at Haytor Vale on Dartmoor, and was found dead at the property at 12:20 p.m. on July the 9th this year. Mr. Spinney told the five-minute hearing, concerns were raised when Miss Widdicombe was uncontactable and an employee was asked to go to the home address to conduct a welfare check. He said she was found to be unresponsive and with visible injuries within the bungalow. She was declared dead at the scene. The coroner said a post-mortem examination has been carried out, but at this stage the precise cause of death is yet to be established. He added that it continues to be an intensive and complex investigation by the police. He said the inquest will be suspended until proceedings in the criminal court have been completed.
Waterborne boy racers targeted in safety warning. Speeding leisurecraft users in the Tyne estuary are being targeted in a hard-hitting warning by Tynemouth Harbour Master. Bob Parsons says he's seen a significant increase in leisurecraft and jet skis hurtling through the water much faster than the legal limit of 6 knots. So far, there hasn't been a serious accident, but several near misses have been reported and are being investigated. In a blunt social media post, Bob highlighted a fatal accident in Portsmouth Harbour in August 2025. He said the case illustrated how poor decisions and stupidity can result in loss of life and warns that a similar accident could easily happen in local waters. He said some leisure craft come round the point and think it's a free-for-all out to sea, whereas it's 6 knots out past the Ness for a reason. People that aren't waterborne mariners don't understand that things can change very quickly. They're in control of an exceptionally powerful raft with a minimal qualification, if they have that at all. The maximum fine for a conviction of speeding in Tynemouth Harbour is £2,500. Rob says, if you see something dangerous, call 999. Call the Coast Guard. That is the best conduit for anything safely related on the water. The Coast Guard has the resources. It becomes coordinated and recorded in the best way possible.
Support celebrated as NHS charity turns 30. 3 decades of generosity and community spirit were celebrated as Torbay in South Devon NHS charity marked its 30th anniversary with a special event recognising the supporters who have helped improve healthcare across the region. Donors, fundraisers, volunteers, sponsors, local businesses and community organisations gathered to reflect on the charity's achievements since its establishment in 1996 and to celebrate the difference their contributions have made to patients, families and NHS colleagues throughout the Torbay and South Devon area. The anniversary event highlighted the charity's role in fundraising projects that go beyond what core NHS budgets can provide. Over the past 30 years, donations have helped transform healthcare environments, improve patient experiences, and support staff well-being across hospitals, community services, and adult social care settings. During the past year alone, the charity has supported more than 50 services and teams across the organisation. Projects have included funding specialist equipment to improve comfort for people undergoing cancer treatment, creating opportunities for young adult carers to develop confidence and resilience, and enhancing care environments for patients, visitors and staff. The charity has also worked with arts organisation Make Southwest to introduce art and creativity into healthcare settings, helping create more welcoming and inspiring spaces across the Trust. Guests at the celebration heard first-hand accounts of the charity's impact over the years and reflected on the fundraising events, donations and acts of kindness that have helped shape its work.
Green light for a part hotel at pub. Plans to transform a long derelict Dawlish Warren pub into a new apart hotel have been approved by Teignbridge Council. The Welcome Inn, which has stood empty since closing in October 2020, will be demolished to make way for the new development after the authority granted planning permission for the scheme, subject to a number of conditions. Planning approval is conditional on the submission of further documents, including a landscape and ecology management plan and a construction environmental management plan, before work can begin. An apart hotel, or apartment hotel, is a serviced accommodation that blends the independence of private apartment with the conveniences of a traditional hotel. Guests will have access to a reception and concierge service, housekeeping, laundry and changeover services, as well as breakfast served in an on-site coffee house. The proposed layout includes a reception area, office space and operational facilities. A coffee house with an outdoor terrace will occupy part of the ground floor and with pedestrian access from Mount Pleasant Road. The remainder of the ground floor will include accessible rooms for disabled guests alongside dog-friendly accommodation. First and second floors will provide a mix of guest rooms, while the third floor will contain a smaller number of accommodation units. Outside, the development will include 29 car parking spaces, storage for 30 bicycles, and an electric vehicle charging point. The scheme is also places emphasis on sustainability. Around 140 solar panels are planned for the building's flat roof